The giant egg processing plant bought 2 million eggs a day from farmers, mainly in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois. Now that it's stopped, producers are faced with a temporary glut, tilting supply and demand laws against them, but in favor of consumers. But egg industry analyst Simon Shane of EggSite.com says producers should have already found new buyers. He also says the market for eggs produced for retail sale and eggs produced for processing normally don't impact one another.
So really, we have two complete supply systems and two market systems. One does influence the other in extremes, but this is not a very large impact on national production or even regional production.
Echo Lake Foods and state and local officials promised to get the Burlington plant up and running again. Shane says he hopes that can happen in a year and a half or less. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.